In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I had occasion recently to have a nice phone call with a younger colleague, a very bright person, very insightful, and I was talking to him about some of the trends in contemporary orthodoxy, especially among younger people. And he made a really brilliant observation. And he said, what you really are finding is an intersection between the hipster movement and orthodoxy. And I was taken aback by that a bit, but I really thought about it. And then I kind of tried to write down some things based on my own observations and what you might read on the internet or whatnot about what it means to be a hipster. Now, those of you who live in those of us in San Francisco, I hope everybody knows what a hipster is. Some of us need only look in the mirror to identify a hipster. But here are some characteristics of hipsters. They have beards. They do, right? They like to wear retro clothes, including hats. Retro hats are very appealing to them. They're not too much into good looks. Now, that's not to say they're not good looking, but they don't pay attention to getting all glammed up, say the way somebody in LA might or something like that. They want to be intellectual. They see themselves as intellectual. Many of them are very educated and very bright. They would describe themselves as racially open-minded. And they have obscure tastes in music, etc., right? We know that's true. Somebody say, what's your favorite band? Well, it's the Snickerdoodles. They used to be out of Eugene, but they moved to Pueblo to be near their favorite microbrewery. Oh, yeah, I totally like IPAs. Well, I like double IPAs. And they say, well, you know, my favorite IPA is King's Head IPA out of Sevastopol. Oh, I love Sevastopol. I was there last weekend. No, Sevastopol, Crimea. They fly it in for me. So you get it. But you go down the list, right? And it seems like we do have a lot in common with hipsters, right? Beards, yeah, got that. Retro clothes, definitely. Hats, yeah, for sure. Especially I know a lot of younger clergy love to wear hats. Askew physical beauty, yeah, we think it's better to be more humble in the way you look. Intellectual, I think Orthodoxy is a thinking person's religion. Yes, true. Orthodox are supposed to be racially open-minded, that's true, and historically we know that the Orthodox Church has prospered in every environment, cultural environment, racial environment, etc. I mean, even vegans, right? A lot of hipsters are vegans. We're involuntary vegans a lot of the year. So, but there's a difference. There is one difference. And it's this. Is we should not pride ourselves on being obscure or hard to understand or only for a select few. That is absolutely contrary to what we believe as Christians. That is absolutely contrary to 2,000 years of lived Christian experience. Here's who we really are. The Old Testament describes the following this morning's reading from Hebrews. We are described to us what the Old Testament says about our heritage. That was easier for me to read than to say or think about, but here is what our heritage is, according to the epistle reading from Hebrews. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, received promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign enemies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and scourging, even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, sawn in two, killed with a sword, went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering over deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And yet, after all that, they were not worthy. They were not worthy yet of the Messiah. They had done all that, and yet the best was yet to come in the coming of Jesus Christ. But they are our spiritual ancestors. And then what we read in today's gospel is what? Is the following statement. We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. We hear these words, come and see. And Jesus says, follow me. Those are the words that define us, and those are not the words of a secret religion for a select few, of something that needs to be kept under wraps until people can really get it. And in the final analysis, only a few of us will finally get it. So as we get ready to celebrate this year's Sunday of Orthodoxy, please consider the following, dear brothers and sisters. This is a time for introspection, this time of Great Lent, no doubt about it. Inward focus. It is a time of repentance, which again requires inward focus, no question about it. But what do we do with that inward focus that comes from Great Lent? Well, we should be sharing it with the world in every possible way, through our lives, through our example, through how we raise our families, through how we conduct ourselves at the workplace, through what we do in the life of this church. And so please, during this time of inward focus, consider how it is that each one of us individually and how we will collectively continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Because here is the truth about us Orthodox. It's great if people like the beards, check, and the looks and the retro feel of everything in the church. I like that. And for many reasons. And who knows, it might actually be possible that we could actually have the inside track on evangelizing hipsters. I really don't know. But we're not hipsters. We're not a boutique religion. We're not a novelty. We're not some sort of a niche little cultural practice. And so please, if anybody thinks that's the case, please, let's disabuse ourselves of that notion right now. Here are the words we're going to hear in just a few minutes at the end of the procession. It is the words that define who we really are. This is the faith of the apostles. This is the faith of the fathers. This is the faith of the Orthodox. This is the faith on which the world is established.